Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Piers Legion Park. It's a doubleheader of baseball action on You Are There Sports this afternoon. It's in the Central Minnesota Conference and we've got the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles in town. Coach Mike Tomsche's squad coming over and we are about set to have the anthem and lineups as soon as we see the umpire. I know they're here. They were in the corner getting dressed, so there won't be that big of a delay, but maybe a little bit as a 1-6 Eagles squad, a 6-0 Pioneer squad, currently ranked number 3 in Class AA with the new rankings coming out. The Pioneers jumped up 4 spots, I think, on large part due to their impressive 7-2 win their last time out. That was Friday night at St. John's University over then 4th-ranked St. Cloud Cathedral. So Coach Dan Sayers got his team playing well, but as I visited with Dan last night, he said, we certainly have room for improvement here. It's still pretty early in the season. They'll get 2 in here today and then come back Monday with Holdingford. Second time of the year already they'll see the Huskers. So the Pioneers and Eagles getting set to square off. Game 1 of 2, the pitching matchup will have the Pioneers sending out senior right-hander Matt Taugis. He'll get the ball from Danny Sayre to begin this one while Coach Tomsche goes with Carter Geislinger. And if you follow the Eden Valley Watkins area, you know that Geislinger is a big baseball name over there. So it's a beautiful day, hovering right around the 50 degree range here, and dry. That's the key factor. The field has really greened up. It looks brilliant. And we will have the coaches meet with the umpires very shortly. Then the lineup says Coach Sayre and Coach Tomsche. Here they come. The men in black head out to home plate. So we are about ready to get going here. Piers Eden Valley Watkins in baseball action. The same two schools are meeting down in Eden Valley Watkins in softball for a doubleheader today as well. So when we come back, we will have first pitch of the Eagles and the Pioneers after this on You Are There Sports.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get 4 lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 top access fee, $10 auto pay, rolling discount, plus $20 line access for auto pay and fee for free billing. 22 gigabytes per line per month. You may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DZW.com for details.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Hi, everyone. Over the past few years, I've been able to spend more and more time in the Piers School District doing more than broadcasting games. But just last week, I saw an unbelievable show where one of the best jazz bands in all of Minnesota from Waconia came and performed with the Piers students. What a night. So then the next night, I get to see a post from a mother on Facebook that says, I just attended the kindergarten roundup and I'm so glad I decided to go. This is the school for my children. So many great people, so caring. So Principal Tom Oddy said, we had 15 families attend who we didn't even know about, who were not in our preschool program. Thursday, I was able to broadcast a big section win for Danny Sayre and the Piers Pioneer baseball team, and Friday followed that up with a 7-1 win for the softball team over Foley. And that's just 1 week at our schools. Please, help us keep it going, keep it growing, and vote yes on behalf of our community.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers. When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446. Find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, welcome back to Legion Park. We've had the national anthem, and now we're ready for baseball. First of two in the doubleheader today as Matt Tauges, the senior right-hander, will begin his warm-up tosses. Defensively, behind Matt, his catcher is Matt Cummett. At first base for the Pioneers is Brandon Dickman. Lane Gertz at second. Preston Rushlow at short. And making his first career varsity start, playing third base, is Jack Suska. In the outfield, Lucas Oddie in left, Brett Kapsner in center, and the right fielder is Colton Bozer. Here's the order for Coach Mike Thompson. The Eagles are sporting navy blue jerseys, white pants, white letters and numerals, white batting helmets. As they will lead off with their center fielder, Reese Jansen, followed by shortstop Matt Schindler, and then the first baseman, Andrew Bouch. Hitting cleanup will be the pitcher slash designated hitter, Carter Geislinger. Batting fifth in left, Jameson Keekley. Followed by catcher Connor Holthaus. Batting seventh in right field will be Blaine Fodstead. Hitting eighth at third is Damian Lincoln. And batting ninth is the Eagles second baseman Brad Dockendorf. So Tauja's warming up, and he has had a heck of a good start to this season, as we will likely see Preston Rushlow go in game two. A pretty good 1-2 punch here for the Pioneers. As Reese Jansen steps into the batter's box, and we are ready to go with CMC Baseball on You Are There Sports. And Tauges takes the sign, and here we go. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon, and it's on the inside corner. We're underway with a called strike to Reese Jansen. Matt Schindler and then Andrew Bouch will follow. Strike two quickly called. 370 to center, little bit of a breeze, just moving the flag, really not one way or the other. 305 to right, 310 to left as Tauges misses high. One ball, two strikes. Again, Dickman at first, Gertz at second, Rushlow at short, and Jack Suska at third base. And the two-strike pitch is lined, one hop to Rushlow cleanly over to Dickman, and there's one away. Sharply hit ground ball, but right to the Pioneer shortstop to start the ball game. One up, one down here, and it'll bring up Matt Schindler. Schindler, the shortstop, wearing number 5, right-handed hitter. He was a state tournament wrestler and a great defensive back receiver for the Eagles in football. He goes after the first pitch, lifts a fly ball out to shallow center. A trio of Pioneers converge, and it's Rushlow taking it, the shortstop, right near center fielder Breck Kapsner and second baseman Lane Gertz.
First baseman Andrew Bouch.
Two quick outs, and Eagle first baseman Andrew Bouch will step in. Tauges, the righty, ready? And first pitch fastball, strike called. Bouch, right-hander. The pitcher slash DH, Carter Geislinger on deck. And he hits the first pitch up in the air to second. This will be Lane Gertz. It looked like he really had to battle that sun. He almost went down to a knee, eyes shielded by his glove, but he holds on. It's a very good start for Matt Tauges. Three up, three down, half an inning in game one of this doubleheader with the score. Eden Valley, Watkins nothing. We will meet the Pioneer batting order put together by Coach Danny Sayre. And we'll do that right after this.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Moody Sunflower Oil, and your country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
For the Eagles, right-hander Carter Geislinger begins his warm-up tosses. Behind the plate, working with him, is Connor Holthaus. Around the infield, first baseman Andrew Bouch. At second is Brad Dockendorf. On the left side of the infield, Matt Schindler is the shortstop with Damian Lincoln at third. Jamison Keekley in left, Reese Jansen will be the center fielder, and out in right is Blaine Fodstead. The batting order for Coach Danny Sayre, starting with second baseman Lane Gertz, pitcher Matt Tauges, and shortstop Preston Rushlow. Matt Cummett bats cleanup and catches, followed by Brett Capser, the center fielder. Batting sixth, left fielder Lucas Oddie, Brandon Dickman in the seventh spot playing first base. Alex Funk will DH for Colton Bolger, the right fielder, hit eighth. And batting ninth at third base is Jack Suska.
Four Piers leading off the bottom half of the first inning. Number eight.
Here's Lane Gertz. as Geislinger goes into the wind, and his first pitch of the day is a curveball in for a strike. Gertz touges Rushlow, top of the order. No score as Touges set the Eagles down 1-2-3. And Geislinger skips one low, one ball, one strike. Lane hitting .286 on the season. As Geislinger with a 1-1 delivery. In the air to right, and that's got some carry on it. Fodstad won't get it. It's into the corner at the 305 sign. It's a leadoff double for Lane Gertz. A high fly ball that tails away from Fodstad, and Gertz glides into second with an extra base hit to start the ball game. Lane's second double of the season starts this one, and it'll bring up Matt Touges. Matt hitting it at a .294 clip. He's driven in five this year. Here's the set by Geislinger, and he just missed a little bit low. Good stop there by catcher Connor Holthaus. Danny Sayre coaching at third. It's Rick Shabluski manning the first base box. Pioneers with an early runner here. It's Gertz. The set and the pitch. And it moved Matt off the plate about belly high, 2-0. Pioneers have a home game with Holdingford Monday. They've got a big doubleheader at Maple Lake on Thursday down at Irish Stadium. Breaking ball got in from Geislinger for his strike called, 2-1. Eagles are 1-6. The Pioneers are 6-0. Gertz with his lead. Here's the set and the pitch by Geislinger, a right-hander, and it's fouled back on an excellent swing there by Matt Touges. Two balls, two strikes. Rushlow on deck. Piers in the third base dugout. The Eagles in the first base dugout. Head coach Mike Tomsche and his assistant Corey Egan watching the action at the edge of the dugout. 2-2 to Touges. Gertz dances off second. Held by Schindler, the shortstop. Here's the pitch. And it's pulled foul. Just curved enough past first base. Another 5 feet, and that would have skipped right over the corner of the bag down the line into the bullpen, but it just hooked before it got to the first base bag for a foul ball. 2-2. Outfield will play straight away. Flag blowing now towards right field as the 2-2 pitch from Geislinger fouled off. Good battle here. Gertz doubles into the right field corner to start the ball game, and Touges has fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches. Geislinger checks back over his shoulder and delivers another curveball tapped off the end of the bat. This will be a foot race. Nobody covers the bag, and Lane's going to beat on his hit. The first baseman, Bouch, went to cover the ball, and that left first base open, and Geislinger was late getting there, and it's an infield hit for Touges. And moving up to third is Lane Gertz. Runners at the corners for Preston Rushlow. Couple of mistakes there. Bouch has got to realize that was pretty much the second baseman's ball all the way, but Geislinger's also got to get to the bag. The pitch to Preston, misses low, ball one. The junior shortstop for the Pioneers steps in with a chance to drive in a run. He's driven in three this year. He's carrying a .357 average, which is tops on the team. Five hits in 14 at-bats. He's got a double. There goes the runner, Touges. The throw is one hop to second. I believe that looked like it was designed cutoff play to the second baseman, Dockendorf, but it hit the grass and skipped away. And luckily for the Eagles, Schindler, the shortstop, able to get to it. A steal for Touges, and it's second and third. And a ball and a strike, I believe, to Rushlow now with two in scoring position. High drive, right center field. Long run for Reese Jansen. That ball is caught on a tumbling catch by Reese. It'll allow Gertz to tag and score. Taujus also moves up, but a heck of an athletic play by Reese Jansen. He went about 60 yards. And a head-first diving catch in deep right center field.
Catcher Matt Cummins.
It'll be a sacrifice fly for Rushlow to drive in a run. It is the first out of the inning, and here is the cleanup hitting catcher, Matt Cummins.
Cummins has struck our scoreboard again, so we'll try to keep you updated.
No doubt we've known for many years that Jansen is a great athlete, and he showed it there. Record-setting quarterback for the Eagles. 1,000-point-plus score for the basketball team. And he can play some center field. As the first pitch to Matt Cummins is low. Cummins hitting .353 on the year. And that one sailed up over the head of Matt. It's a 2-0 count. He's driven in four. He's leading the team in hits with six this year. Rushlow's got five. Actually, Lane Gertz with six hits, too. Now seven, I guess. So forget everything I said for the last 30 seconds. There's one that's in for a strike. 2-1 now to Cummins. They keep the infield back here with one out and a runner at third and a run in on the board, or would be in on the board. There's a ground ball right side. That'll get the, and again, nobody covers first on a ball hit to the right side. Fool me once, but that is twice now that the Eagles have failed to cover first base on a ball hit to the right side of the infield.
Center fielder Brett Capps.
And Cummins will pick up the RBI infield hit to get Taujus home and make it 2-0 and get senior center fielder Brett Capsner to the plate. That was more towards first base. That was totally on Geislinger there to get to the bag. Brett, and that went a little bit high for a ball. Brett had one of the big hits last Friday night, the only extra base hit in the game for either team on a just a line drive double into the left field corner down at St. John's in that three-run seventh inning. There's a step-off move, but no throw by Geislinger. Capsner hitting .308. He's driven in four. Decent lead over there, and the pitch is a strike. Little bit of a surprise here that Coach Sayre has opted to leave Matt in to run here. Usually they courtesy run for Cummins, but Matt's going to get some exercise. Lucas Oddi is due up next. Piers has put two on here in the first. And that one is up and in for ball three. Excuse me, ball two. 2-1. Three hits. The only one to leave the infield was the leadoff double by Gertz into the corner. A couple of infield hits to the right side. A sacrifice fly. The best hit ball maybe of the entire inning was the only out. And it took a great catch by Jansen to prevent a double, maybe a triple, off the bat of Preston Rushlow. As that pitch is a little bit low, 3-1. Cummins with his lead. Here's the pitch. High, it's ball four. First and second brings up senior left fielder Lucas Oddi.
Number two, left fielder Lucas Oddi.
And Brandon Dickman moves into the on-deck circle. Piers has shown a good tendency to get on the board early. First three games of the year they scored in the first inning. They've put two on the board here in game seven of their season. Here's the windup. And the pitch is high, and Geislinger struggling here with control issues. One ball, no strikes with Dickman to follow. This is the sixth spot in the order. Realistically, they should be out of this inning with those ground balls on the right side. But it's a coachable moment, coaches would say. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one got away. 2-0 now to Oddi as the catcher, Connor Holthaus, had to come up out of the crouch to field that one. Piers and Eden Valley Watkins. Bouch will play behind Capsner, the runner at first. The runner at second is Matt Cummins. Here's the windup in the pitch and down the heart of the plate for a strike, 2-1. Here's the set by the righty, and the right-hander fires and just missed at the knees, but inside for a 3-1 count to Lucas now. 51 degrees at game time temp. See if Adi can pick one out. He's hitting 250, but he's done a lot of good things at the plate that haven't resulted in hits. One of the better bunters on the team just gets the ball in play a lot as he takes a strike to make it a full count. He's driven in a couple of runs. Four for 16 on the season. 3-2 pitch, ground ball just to the left of third. Two hopper played in foul territory there by Eagle third baseman Damian Lincoln. Tell you what, at this pace, Geislinger's not going to be around if it goes seven. His pitch count pretty high already. This will be number 29. There go the runners, and it's low, and he's walked another one. This one fills the bases. Come at the third. Kampfner moves up to second. Adi aboard. And here's Dickman, the first baseman. Brandon, 214 on the year, 3 for 14. All of his hits are singles. He's driven in a couple of runs, but he's got a chance to really open things up here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's two. Eden Valley Walk is nothing. Just underway. And it is low outside. Kumet, Kapsner, and Adi on the bases with one out. Here's the windup by Geislinger. Dickman takes a strike. 1-1. You've got Alex Funk and Jack Suska to come yet here as the Pioneers work their way through the order in the bottom of the first against Geislinger. That pitch rides high, 2-1. Brandon and his brother Austin signed their contracts with the Pierce Bulldogs. First amateur contracts. There's inside. Got away. Here comes the runner to the plate. Kumet coming to the dish. He'll score. The throw gets away, but holding at third. And now Adi will run the guy off third. And they are running Adi back to the bag, and he's out. And Coach Sayre upset at a base-running blunder by the Pioneers. They do get Kumet home on a wild pitch. Kapsner ends up at third, but Adi thrown out. It ends up being the first baseman Bouch picking up the ball and throwing it to the second base bag, and they easily get Lucas for out number two. Going 3-1. 3-1, I believe, to Dickman with a man at third and Kapsner. It is 3-0 now. And the pitch from Geislinger popped up, should get the Eagles off the field. Into foul territory comes Damian Lincoln. And he makes the catch right in front of the Pioneer dugout. For the Pioneers, they come up with three runs on three hits, and they leave one. And after one, it's the Pioneers in front of the Eagles, 3-0.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Well, Matt Towges will go to work now, enjoying a three-run lead. He set the Eagles down in order in the first, so He will face 4, 5, and 6 in the Eden Valley Watkins batting order. That's Carter Geisinger, Jameson Keekly, and Connor Holthaus. Here's the pitching numbers, and they're impressive for Matt Tauges on the season. He is 3-0 this year.
Leadoff, top half of the second inning. Number 15, pitcher Carter Geisinger.
He has now pitched a total of 19 innings. He has given up 2 earned runs. His ERA coming in was .78. And a good fastball in on this corner for a called strike to Geisinger. Right-handed thrower as a pitcher, but a left-handed hitter as a batter. Colton Bowser shifts a little bit out in right field. There's a wave and a swing and a miss, 0-2. Two pop-ups and a ground out in the first inning for Tauges. There's a tapper on, 3 hops back to Matt in front of home on the mound, and he throws over to Dickman for the out. One away, brings up left fielder Jameson Keekly.
Number 9, left fielder Jameson Keekly.
Tauges had struck out 23 and walked 9. A little over 2-1 ratio. And first pitch is a strike. Matt needed just 7 pitches, so that is going to be to his benefit as this game goes on. You can hold pitches per inning down to 10 or less. You're really going to do well in this new era of the pitch count limit, as strike 2 is called. And ironically enough, I guess it would benefit you. Everybody likes strikeouts. They look at that. There's a swinging strike. Cummett will pick it up, and he'll fire it to Dickman to complete the out. First strikeout for Matt Tauges. 2 outs, but if you can get outs on 1 or 2 pitches rather than the necessary 3 pitches on a strikeout, common sense tells you that you'll last longer. 2 quick outs here, and here's the catcher, Connor Holthaus, now. Piers leading 3-0 here as Holthaus offers at the first one and lifts it back and out of play. Outfield straight away with Kapsner, Adi, and Bowser. And inside at the belt to right-handed hitting catcher Connor Holthaus. On deck for the Eagles would be Blaine Fodstedt. 1-1 pitch. Late swing and a miss, 1-2. Piers with a lead of 3-0 on a... aided greatly by a couple of infield hits and a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and... Tauges picks up a couple of strikeouts and another 1-2-3 inning as the Pioneers head off the field. They'll come back to work with Alex Funk, Jack Suska, and Lane Gertz ready to go to work against Carter Geisinger and the Eagles in the bottom of the second.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers!
Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back. Pierce Legion Park, where the inning has started with a first pitch hit by Alex Funk. And now Jack Suska ready to step into the batter's box for his first varsity at-bat. So Suska ready, the lefty. And the set coming by Carter Geislinger is in for a strike. JV played over in Sobieski on Monday against Little Falls and went up on the hill and watched that one, and Pierce won that one 4-3 over the Flyer JV. Jack had a couple of nice hits in that ball game, played third base where he's at here, and he strokes one down the line to right. What a start to a career for Suska.
Or Jackson. Suska was varsity hit number one. Now batting, number eight. Wayne Gertz.
And Alvin is up above looking down and saying that away, boys. Alex and Jack with base hits here in the second inning. And now Lane Gertz to bat. Top of the order. He doubled into the right field corner. That is five hits off Geislinger. And boy, a bullet foul off the bat of Gertz past Coach Sayre in the third base box. Makes it an 0-1 count. Funk singled into left, Suska to right. Jackson leads at first, Alex at third. The look by Geislinger and the pitch to Lane is a curveball just caught the upper half of the strike zone for a called strike, 0-2. Touge is on deck. Playing the line at third is Damian Lincoln. The two-strike pitch to Gertz, changed arm angles and got a called third strike, and I don't think Lane was really that happy with either of the last two calls, but he's out on strikes. First strikeout of the game for Geislinger.
Pitcher Matt Touges.
And it brings up Pierce pitcher, left-handed hitting Matt Touges, who singled on the infield, stole the base, and eventually scored on a Matt Kummet infield hit. First and second now with one out for the Pioneers in their black jerseys, gray pants, white letters and numerals trimmed in red, and Touges almost gets clipped. He almost stuck that front hand out to block his rib cage there and almost got hit right in the hand. Inside to Matt, one ball, no strikes. Connor Geislinger looks at second where Alex Funk takes his lead. Matt skies one drifting back and out. He had a good rip at that and just got it underneath. One ball, one strike. Rushlow on deck for the Pioneers, trying to add to a 3-0 lead early in this first game of a doubleheader here at home today. Bouch will play behind Jackson Suska at first base. Swing and a miss. One and two. It took Geislinger, by my count, 34 pitches in the first inning. That's almost a third of his total allowed. Check swing. It'll go back to the pitcher. You're going to go to second for one. That's the only out they'll get. It was just a little tapper, kind of an excuse-me type swing for Touges. It results in a force out of Suska at second for out number two.
Preston Rushlow.
So a fielder's choice puts Touges aboard. It does move Funk to third, and it gets Rushlow to the plate with runners at the corners and two outs. Preston, a hard hit ball to deep right center, caught on a dive by Reese Jansen out in center. Soft toss over to the bag. And Geislinger zips one high for a ball, starting his second time through the Pioneer order. Couple of hits to start the inning and then a ground out. And Geislinger missed low to Preston. Two balls, no strikes. Geislinger will look over his left shoulder at the runner, Touges, who's got a decent lead, and Geislinger will turn that way but just hold the ball. Doesn't throw. Matt's front foot out there in front of the cutout of the grass, so Matt did steal a base in the first inning. Holding this time, Rushlow watches one in for a strike. Two balls, one strike. Pierce, three. Eden Valley, Watkins, nothing. Bottom of the second. Matt Cummett on deck. There is a throw and the sweep tag applied by Bouch, but the hand was safely back in there for the diving Matt Touges. Connor Geislinger, or Carter Geislinger, there goes Matt. Oh. The throw is cut off. The throw home on the double steal is short, and now Touges to third. Safe. The ball gets away. And coming home to score on the play is Alex Funk on a double steal. Kind of a delayed double steal as the throw was cut off by the shortstop Schindler. His throw home eluded catcher Connor Holthaus. And then when that happened, Touges sprinted towards third and the throw to third got away from Damian Lincoln. And Rushlow now with a man at third. And one out, and another run in. Hits the ball in the air to left. It'll hang up and be caught. Matt, better, you know, there's out number three. So Russell gives it a ride a couple of times, but he ends the inning on that flyout to medium deep left. One run on a couple of hits, and there was a man left. We've completed two in game one of this doubleheader. It's Piers in front of Eden Valley Watkins, 4-0.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Right fielder, Blake Fodstedt.
Leading off for the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles in the top half of the third is right fielder Blaine Fodstedt against Matt Touges. Touges has retired all six Eagles batters so far. Two on strikeouts. And the first pitch to Fodstedt is a fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins nothing. Bottom third of the order, Lincoln and Dockendorf to follow. Low that time, one ball, one strike. Since we were here at Legion Park last, there have been more changes and improvements made. They have lowered the fence line down the lines as another swing and a miss on a good fastball, 1-2. They brought out the saw and just cut about a couple of feet off the top of the fence line down the right and left field lines. A strike three called to start the inning. That retires Fodstedt for out number one. And now it's third baseman Damian Lincoln's turn. So you've pretty much got an unobstructed viewpoint now, just standing wise. Might have to be a little more alert as the game goes along, but you're not going to be looking through a chain link fence. There's a strike call to Lincoln. 0-1. Here is the next offering from Taujus. Right there again. He is really pumping strikes across now. 0-2 to Lincoln. They've also put up some bench seating along the line. One hopper, glove by Matt. He is not going to risk a toss. He will jog to first, touch the bag himself. It's one unassisted, two away. And it brings up number 9 hitter, second baseman Brad Dockendorf.
Now batting, number 2, second baseman Brad Dockendorf.
I see Danny's wife Jody and family just here, and they're taking up occupancy in that right side patio seating now. Daughter Gracie had a birthday yesterday. First pitch swing and a miss to Brad Dockendorf. Bunted. Third base side. Taujus will bare hand pick and throw and got him. Taujus throws out Dockendorf, who tried to sneak one down on the grass. Three up, three down. And we go to the bottom of the third. The score, Piers 4, Eden Valley, Watkins nothing. It'll be Matt Comet, followed by Brett Kapsner and Lucas Adi to lead off.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
We head to the bottom half of the third. Piers leading Eden Valley Watkins 4-0 in game one of a Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader. 4 runs on 5 hits for the Pioneers. No errors. They've left 2 men on base. Eagles, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Here's Matt Comet. RBI infield single his first time up. Eventually scored a run. He'll lead it off against Carter Geislinger. And the first pitch catches the corner inside part of the plate for a called strike to Matt Comet. Here's Geislinger's now at 50 pitches, and number 51 is a little bit lower. 1-1. Piers 3 in the first and 1 more in the second to start this day on the offensive side of things. Oh, that got Matt. Looked like in the hip. Matt will go to first. Hit by a pitch. Brings up center fielder Brett Kapsner.
Now batting, number 19, center fielder Brett Kapsner.
Leadoff man aboard. And up steps Brett, who walked and was left at third. That happened in the first inning. And Brett knocks the first pitch back over the grandstand roof, and it's a 1-strike count. Second baseman Dockendorf playing up the middle for Kapsner. Jansen out in center, shaded a bit. Decent lead at first by Matt Comet. That one spins and it forces the catcher Connor Holthaus to leap up behind Brett Kapsner's head to catch that one. 1-1. Brett batting fifth in center field. Another look over the shoulder by the pitcher, Geislinger, and he zips it that way, and back safely is Matt Kummet. Base hits in the ballgame. Pierce has five of them. A double for Lane Gertz started the ballgame. It's the only extra base hit so far as Brett watches one sneak across for a strike. Matt Tauges and Matt Kummet with infield singles in the first inning, and then Alex Funk and Jackson Suska lined base hits to lead off the second inning. One ball, two strikes to Brett Kapsner. Strike three called. Like a slider. And that's strikeout number two in the game for Carter Geislinger.
Now batting left fielder Lucas
Oddie. Here's Lucas Oddie now. He walked and was thrown out on the bases in that first inning. Carter Geislinger is a senior right-hander. Matt Kummet is still aboard at first after taking one in the ribs. And there's a steal by Kummet, and he's safe. Pitch was low and away as Matt got a good read, and Matt Kummet swipes second with a head-first slide. Ball one to Oddie. I'm going to guess that's going to be Matt's first steal. One ball, no strikes. High ball two. Brad Dickman is on deck. Brandon Dickman, excuse me. In the air to right. Fodstad comes in and makes the catch. That ball hung up. And that will result in out number two, Blaine Fodstad, out in right field.
First baseman, Brandon Dickman.
Brandon Dickman now to bat, out on a foul ball pop-up to third, ending the first inning. Trying to get home a run here. Here's the Geislinger pitch, and Brandon watches it inside under the front elbow there of Brandon. One ball, no strikes.
Ball, Jerry.
Dickman ready for the 1-0 count. Geislinger fires it home. Ooh, that almost got him in the shoulder, that spinning breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes with Alex Funk on deck. Come up with his lead, the pitch, fastball, darts low. 3-0 now to Brandon Dickman. This will likely be a take here by Brandon, and he does. It's ball four, low and inside. So a hit batter and a walk to put men on here. And here's Alex Funk. He bats for Colton Bozer as the DH. Alex, a junior for Coach Danny Sayre. First set here by Geislinger. Funk with a base hit. His first time up. Lined one over short. Ended up scoring that run in the second inning on a double steal. The fourth run of the game. One ball, no strikes. Now 2-0 as catcher Holthaus has to pick that one up out of the plate, or out of the dirt in front of home plate.
Weather forecast is kind of iffy, but I think tomorrow night you're going to feel good knowing that you didn't make a bad decision.
Two balls, no strikes. Kummet and Dickman on the bases. And Funk lifts one in the air. Left center coming over is Keekley. Gives way to Jansen, who gloves it. And the inning ends. Pioneers get a couple of guys on base, courtesy of pitcher Geislinger with a hit batter and a walk, but they don't do anything with it as the flyout ends the inning. It completes three here in Game 1 at Legion Park. Score remains Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins nothing.
Hello, Pioneer fans. You probably know that I'm in tune to the high school scenes across our state more than most. But if you really know me, that line was an understated attempt at humor.
Frankly, it's my passion. These days, I can't go anywhere around the state without someone asking, how does Pierce do it? While the rest of rural Minnesota schools are surviving, Pierce schools are thriving. We know the success stories of the students, but the support comes from the fact that Pierce has found a way to deliver great education and keep their taxes low and their values in place. I am absolutely excited that we're growing and that we're adding on to our schools. I'm glad to share the good news about our schools and the great stories of our communities. I hope you continue our tradition of success by supporting our schools in this current referendum and vote yes.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park. We're through three complete. Piers 4, Eden Valley, Watkins nothing. Game 1 of a doubleheader. And due up for the Eagles, it'll be the top of their order. Reese Jansen, Matt Schindler, and Andrew Bouch. 9 up, 9 down so far for senior Matt Taugis. Here's Jansen, a sharp one-hit ball to shortstop Preston Rushlow to start the ball game.
Center fielder, Reese Jansen.
Only 26 pitches through three innings by my count for Matt Taugis. He has struck out three, has not walked anybody, and hasn't allowed a runner yet. He's had three balls hit back to him of the nine. Check swing over into the Eagle dugout for strike one. Only one ball out of the infield, and that was the pop-up into shallow center in the first inning, caught by Rushlow in front of Kapsner and Gertz for the second out. That was off the bat of Matt Schindler. High, one ball, one strike. Reese Jansen ready at the plate, the right-handed hitting senior. And here's the windup in the pitch. Foul back over the net, one and two. Looking down to head coach Mike Tomsche. Coaching at third. And ground ball left side of the infield. Another chance. Throw by Rushlow. He got him. Just by a stride. Jansen hustling down the line, but he's out number one.
Shortstop, Matt Schindler.
That one was a little bit more to Preston's right. He had to charge that ball and throw kind of off his back foot across his body, but it was right on target to Brandon Dickman. So here's Schindler, who popped up to shallow center. He gives another one out to Rushlow. Preston to Dickman for out number two. Couple of chances for junior shortstop. Preston Rushlow handling his duties. Two up, two down for first baseman Andrew Bouch. Bouch, a pop-up to Lane Gertz at second, ending the first inning. Pierce 4, Eden Valley, Watkins nothing here. Top of four, and to his left, that one ate up Suska at third, and ranging to his left. And that's the first runner of the game as Andrew Bouch is on base. Tough chance there. We're going to rule an infield hit for Andrew Bouch. And it'll bring up Carter Geislinger.
Pitcher Carter Geislinger.
It would have been interesting to see if Jackson had let that one go or not been able to get to it, if Rushlow would have been able to make that. That was even further in the hole. He might have got him, though. I don't think Bouch is as fast a runner as either Jansen or Schindler, as Carter Geislinger hit back to the pitcher, leading off the second, stands in. That pitch right at the knees. Fastball burned in by Matt Taugis for a strike. Top of four. Here's games moved along at a nice crisp pace. Dickman holding with the runner. And a fastball for strike two. One ball, two strikes now. Shaking off a sign. Now he got something he wants. And Taugis unleashes one, and it's fouled into Comet's mitt for a strikeout. No runs. An infield hit. Man left. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We've got the Pioneers leading the Eagles by a score of 4-0.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now, featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hawkey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q 92 WYRQ.
Welcome back, everyone, to Piers Legion Park. We're about midway through game one here. Pioneers lead Eden Valley Watkins 4-0. Heading to the bottom of the fourth, Jack Siska to lead things off. Jackson ripped a leadoff single. Actually, single in the second. He was the second man up that inning. Pulled one over first for his first career hit.
Fourth inning, number 11, third baseman. Jackson Siska.
So Siska stands in against Geislinger. Here's the Geislinger offering to start the Siska at bat. And it's high and outside. Pitch number 67. Gertz on deck, and then Tauges. 1-0 delivery. Little bit low. Two balls, no strikes to Jackson Siska. The sophomore starting at third base. And he watches one get the outside corner, called a strike. 2-1. 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second for the Pioneers. Geislinger deals again, missed wide, 3-1. I've got Geislinger now at 70 on the pitch count. Next pitch. And he sends that one down into the bullpen. He got out in front of that and hit the ball on the nose, but down the line and foul. Full count now to Jackson Siska. Connor Holthaus sets up behind the plate. Here's the payoff pitch now to Siska. Swings and fouls that one about shoulder high. He'll stay alive on that ball, knocked back into the netting here. Wind up in the pitch again. Into the left center field. It's a 2-for-2 debut for Jackson Siska. Solid knock into left center.
Second baseman, Lane Gertz.
Geislinger left that one up a little bit, and Jackson drilled it. And now Gertz to bat. Lane led off the ball game with a double into the right field corner, eventually scored a run. He was called out on strikes in the second. Hit number 6 for the Pioneers. Ground ball to third. They go to second for one. The relay to first for two. Nicely done around the infield by Eden Valley Watkins. That is Lincoln at third to Dockendorf at second to Bouch at first. And a 5-4-3 double play. That erases Jack Siska. And two outs, bases empty now for the pitcher, Matt Tauges. That was a well-hit one-hopper right to Lincoln at third. And he gave the second baseman a perfect throw, Dockendorf, right to the bag, waist high. First pitch, pop foul. A chance for the third baseman, but it's onto the roof. Then hit the light standard, bounced back onto the shingles, and rolled off. One strike. So Geislinger gets some help from his infield behind him to get two outs on that play. And now one strike to Matt, who has a single and a fielder's choice. Fouls one back, two strikes. Preston Rushlow would hit next. Piers, the home team in this one. They'll be the visitors, and Eden Valley Watkins, the home team, in game two of this doubleheader. Piers will play another doubleheader on Thursday. Big one in the conference down at Maple Lake. Down the line and right, that is a foul ball by about a foot and a half. Midway down the right field line. I don't think Matt would have got extra bases on there. Fodstead was over in a hurry to recover that ball, but Tao just almost had a second hit. So he's back in the box with an 0-2 count. There's one belted to right. Fodstad's going back. Fodstad looking up. It's over his head. And Tao just races into second with a double. Matt Taujas belts one. And now Rushlow with a sacrifice fly and a fly out to left. He's hit the ball hard twice today. One of them driving in a run. Runner at second with two down for Preston. And Geislinger got the inside corner called. It's 0-1. Second double of the ball game for the Pioneers. And Rushlow drills one. That is foul down the line in left. Boy, Preston is really putting good swings on the ball here today. Another line drive. But this one just hooked down the left field line. 0-2. If Preston keeps the inning alive, Matt Kummet is due up next. Here's the pitch. And ground ball left side in the hole. Taujas is being waved home. Nope, he's going to hit the brakes. It was cut off well in shallow left, and that holds Taujas at third as Rushlow picks up a base hit to put men at the corners. First and third, and Kummet will bat with an infield single and hit by a pitch so far. So the Pioneers with a chance for a two-out run here. Kummet awaits the Geislinger pitch, and that one's down at the feet. Ball one. Three hits this inning, now eight in the ball game. Rushlow measures his lead at first. Taujas comes down the line at third. The 1-0 pitch is on the way. It's a breaking ball skied behind third. This will be a possible play, and it's caught. Inning over as Lincoln makes the catch. Second time an inning has ended with a foul out to the third baseman. And Eden Valley Watkins third baseman Damian Lincoln, a big part of all three outs. He started the double play, and he finishes the inning with a foul ball catch. Pioneers fail to score despite collecting three hits, including a double. They leave two. At the end of four in game one, it's Pioneers 4, Eagles nothing.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High? Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Top of the fifth inning, and Matt Taugis is set to face Jameson Keekley, Connor Holthaus, and Blaine Fonstead with a 4-0 lead. No runs, only an infield hit that could have gone either way, but no runs allowed as the Pioneers scored 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Carter Geislinger has kept them off the board the last two innings. Jameson Keekley, a strikeout victim in the second, stands in. 35 pitches through 4 for the right-hander Taugis. And it's bunted up the first base line. Foul. Just went foul about 40 feet up the line as Keekley tried to push one up the line. 0-1. Keekley, the number 5 hitter in the order. Jack Suska up a step at third. Dickman and Gertz are back on the right side of the infield. The shortstop, Rushlow, has been pretty busy today. Normal depth at short. Breaking ball from Matt Little inside. Ball and a strike. One and one. Holthaus to follow. Here's the fastball. Strike called at the knees. 1-2. Four nothing. Pioneers with the lead. And the windup here by Matt Taugis. Low dugout by Cummett. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Only one runner, and that was last inning. Got stranded at first when Boucher reached on the scratch single, and then a strikeout ended the inning. 2-2 pitch. High ball, full count. 3-2. That's the first 3-ball count of the afternoon here for Matt Taugis. And he comes inside, and he's issued his first walk. It puts Keekley aboard and brings up catcher Connor Holthaus.
Number 6, catcher Connor Holthaus.
So Matt Taugis will work from the set now. Moving on deck is Fonstead. And that pitch misses low. 1 ball, no strikes. Looks like Lane might have moved a step closer up the middle at second base as Dickman holds with the runner at first. Outfield straight away. 1-0 offering coming to Holthaus. Pops it up right side of the infield. And it's Dickman drifting back. Fair territory catch behind the bag for Brandon Dickman. 1 away. And it brings up Eagle right fielder Blaine Fonstead. Good to see Brandon using both hands to squeeze that ball, make sure it doesn't pop out of the mitt. Fonstead called out on strikes, his only time up. That was as a leadoff batter in the third. And the set in the pitch is at the knees, inside corner. Strike one call to Blaine Fonstead, reserve basketball player for Adam Langer's basketball squad and good receiver, defensive back for John Thielen's football team. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Or excuse me, 0-2. First pitch was a strike. Throw down to first. Not handled cleanly by Dickman. And easily back is Keekley. Looks like Brett's going to play the batter Fonstead to be behind on a swing. He's shaded the opposite way out in center field. Kapsner. 2 strikes with Damian Lincoln on deck. Toss over. Man back is the runner, Keekley. Pierce 4, Eden Valley Watkins nothing. Top of 5 in game 1. Breaking ball just inside. Buckled the knees of Fodstedt a little bit. 1-2. One down on the pop up to first. After the walk, there's a quick throw over. Diving back in again is Jamison Keekley. There'll be about a 10 to 15 minute break between first and second games of this doubleheader. That vehicle's going the wrong way. Another throw over. Suburban backing up down the street. Missed the entrance to the ballpark. They can't be from Piers. 1-2. Tau just comes set. Long look in here by Tau. Just now he throws and it's foul back. Fodstedt got a piece of that. One ball, two strikes. A leadoff walk has Jamison Keekley at first. Connor Holthaus then popped up to the first baseman, Dickman, in fair territory. And it's still a 1-2 count to Fodstedt. Fastball right down the middle, strike three. Two down, second time Fodstedt's been rung up. And it's strikeout number five for Matt Tauges, and leaves the inning up to third baseman Damian Lincoln. Lincoln, a comebacker to the pitcher, Tauges. He is a sophomore for Coach Tomsche. Right-handed hitter. Goes after the first pitch and lifts it back and out of play. One strike. Here's a record of 6-0 this season. Eagles come in 1-6. This is Central Minnesota Conference action, and that one snaps in for a called strike quickly, 0-2. Tap foul. Rolls foul, third base on deck side there. Hunter Lund with the retrieval, or is that? I think that's Hunter. 0-2. Dockendorf would bat next. Todd is ready. High fastball. Couldn't get Lincoln to climb the ladder there. Two-strike pitch, ground ball, shortstop side. Tauges will throw, and he is out at first. Tauges gets a ground out to short to end the inning after the leadoff walk. Rushlow's been busy, but he's been very good at short. No runs, no hits, no errors. One Eagle runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins 0 on You Are There Sports.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Welcome back to Legion Park on You Are There Sports, where the Piers Pioneers lead Eden Valley Watkins 4-0, and Brett Kapsner set to begin the bottom of the fifth against Carter Geislinger. Spinner got him in the tricep. He turned in and, well, might have clipped him right behind the shoulder, maybe in the shoulder blade or the arm, but Kapsner trots to first. Second hit batter by Geislinger brings up Lucas Otte. Lucas with a walk and a fly to right so far. Piers got on the board early with three runs. They added one more in the second. Base runners every inning for the Pioneers. Off Geislinger. Adi shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a strike called on the edge. 0-1. Damian Lincoln creeping up at third base. Adi trying to run Kapsner up to second with a bunt here. Geislinger comes set, peeks back. There goes Brett. The pitch is swung on. There's the throw to second. It's not in time. Kapsner, a pop-up slide safely. And it's an 0-2 count to Adi with Kapsner at second and nobody out. No balls, two strikes. Breaking ball, Adi pops it up down the line, foul territory. Lincoln over and just out of room. 0-2, still the count. Brandon Dickman, the on-deck batter here for the Pioneers. Carter Geislinger, senior right-hander, looks in for the sign. He's ready, and the two-strike pitch to Lucas Adi. Ground ball right side. That'll get Kapsner to third. Cleanly up with it is Dockendorf to throw Lucas Adi, but he advances the runner. Good at-bat. He got Kapsner to third with one out.
Number 23, first baseman.
And now first baseman Brandon Dickman. Productive out there for Lucas Adi. Brandon has a pop-up to third, and he has walked. Runner at third now is Kapsner. Infield draws in. Kapsner comes down the line as the pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Brandon has shown the ability to put a bunt down, so don't rule the squeeze out of the equation here.
Well, I'm here to...
There's a big swing and a miss. There was no intent to bunt there. Big swing there by Dickman, and it's 0-2. Alex Funk on deck. The two-strike Geislinger pitch. Brandon pulls it in the left through the infield. Base hit. Dickman scores Kapsner, and it's 5-0. Dickman got something over the plate on an 0-2 pitch and singled through the drawn-in left side of the infield. Kapsner easily comes home. And here's the DH, Alex Funk, who has singled, flown out to center, and scored a run. So the Pioneers are back on the scoreboard now at 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Bouch will hold with Dingman over there at the bag. They'll play for two up the middle. Infield looking for a ground ball as Funk lifts it in the air to center. Jansen signals he's got it, and he does. Out number two. Reese Jansen in left center makes the catch. And here's Jackson Suska. Two solid singles in his debut. Two for two. One to right, one to left center. With two outs, Bouch will play behind Dickman at first base. And the pitch from Geislinger is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jackson is the grandson of George from Sobieski and Alvin from Buckman. Up high. 2-0. Piers adding a run in the fifth here. Dickman gets his lead. Not a big threat to go over there as the Geislinger fastball is down the middle for a strike. It's two balls and a strike to Jackson Suska. Coming into this inning, I had Geislinger sitting at 83, so he doesn't have a lot left. This might be his last inning. This will be 96, and there's a pop-up. Should get the Eagles off the field. Shortstop will give way to the third baseman, and it is Damian Lincoln. Another pop-up to third to end an inning. Three of the five innings have ended with pop-ups to Damian Lincoln. Piers gets a run on the Dickman RBI single. And after five complete, it's now Piers 5, Eden Valley Watkins 0.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Back to action where Jackson Suska on a short hopper at the shoe tops throws out Brad Dockendorf to begin the inning. Piers 5, Eden Valley, Watkins nothing now. One down in the top of the sixth. Here's center fielder Reese Jansen for his third at-bat. He's hit the ball to short twice, both times thrown out by Preston Rushlow. Both teams' football quarterbacks, Rushlow for Piers, Jansen for the Eagles. Swing and a miss. 0-1, a high fastball that time. Piers has 5 runs, 9 hits. Eagles no runs, 1 hit. Swing and a miss, 0-2. On deck is Matt Schindler for the Eagles. Outfield straight away for the top of the order, Jansen. Breaking ball, ground ball to short. And up with it. Oh, he bobbled it. Rushlow in front of second, couldn't find the clean handle. That'll be an error on Preston. And now Schindler will bat. He's the Eagle shortstop.
Now batting number 5, shortstop, Matt Schindler.
He has popped and grounded out to Rushlow. So one on, one out. Jansen will get his lead. The ball squirted towards first. And this will be Dickman playing at foul territory, about 10 feet in front of the bag. One strike. So back to home plate comes Schindler. Off the top of my head, I think he finished on the podium down at the XL Energy Center this winter at the state wrestling tournament. I'm relatively sure. That pitch is a strike. 0-2. Runner at first is Reese Jansen. One out. The set and the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. This will be Jackson to Gertz. No relay. They get the out at second. Jansen erased on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Schindler aboard for Andrew Bouch.
Keep that pitch calm down. Now batting, number 10, first baseman, Andrew Bouch.
Andrew in the lineup today is, so far, 1-for-2. He's the guy that, at least I credited, Bouch with a base hit to the left side of the infield. Pulls this one to Jackson. Jackson's got it. Steps and throws to Dickman to retire the side. No runs, no hits. There was an error. One left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Piers 5, Eden Valley Watkins nothing. Top of the order, Gertz, Tauges, and Rushlow are due up.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Piers track team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Piers activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Top of the order to lead off the sixth inning. It'll be Lane Gertz, followed by Matt Tauges and Preston Rushlow in a 5-0 Pioneer lead. And we've got Reese Jansen now pitching. So Reese Jansen will take over here in the sixth inning. It looks like Geislinger went to center. As the pitch count, by my estimation, was at 97. The limit is 105, so barring a really quick inning, which Geislinger had not been able to accomplish in his first five innings, he was unlikely to get through the sixth without having to be replaced. We also have a new third baseman in the ball game as Gertz takes ball one. Trying to see that number on that young man. I think... Well, let's see here. That one is high from Reese. 2-0. Lane in the game started the ball game with a double into the right field corner as Jansen puts one low for a 3-0 count to his first batter. Playing first now. I bet that's Bouch at first going at third now across the diamond. And Geislinger went to first base. As the pitch is in for a strike. So the Pioneers, maybe their final at-bat in the bottom of the sixth inning here with a 5-run lead. 3-1 pitch. Lane strokes it into the third baseman's mitt. That's Bouch across to first to retire Gertz. One away. And it'll bring up the pitcher, Matt Tauges.
Pitcher, Matt Tauges.
Tauges has a 2-for-3 afternoon, including a double last time up. Got one over the right fielder, Fodstedt's head. He has singled, stolen a base, and scored. Did that in the first. He bounced into a fielder's choice in the second, doubled in the fourth. Shows bunt, drops it to the third base side. Jansen pounces on it, throws, and got him. Quick out there for out number two brings up Preston Rushlow. Preston has a base hit through the left side of the infield. He's flown out to left on a well-hit ball and robbed of extra bases on a diving catch by the guy he's now facing on the mound, Reese Jansen. And a curveball is in for a strike. 0-1. Matt Kummet would hit next. Piers has not been set down in order today. High chopper, left side, Bouch at the edge of the grass, got Rushlow by a step, and there's three up, three down. It's the top of the seventh coming up. Tauges needs three outs to win the ball game. Piers 5, Eden Valley Watkins 0.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
All right, welcome back. We go to the seventh. That means it's the last chance. The Eagles will need at least five here against Matt Taugis.
First baseman Carter Geislinger.
As first baseman Carter Geislinger will lead it off, Matt has blanked the Eagles. First pitch chopped to third. That's a fair ball to Jackson Suska, who throws on to first to get Geislinger one away. And now it's left fielder Jameson Keekly.
Now batting, number nine, left fielder Jameson Keekly.
Matt Taugis has struck out five. He has issued one walk.
So after the game, we'll find the music.
And the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. I'm going to have to ask the Pioneer coaches how they ruled the ball hit to the left side by Andrew Bouch as strike two delivered. That is what I have as the only hit, and it was an iffy one.
If they need music, Ben, I'll see.
There we go.
Taugis winds. The two-strike pitch. Ground ball to Preston. Russell gathers, throws, and there's two away. And that leaves it up to catcher Connor Holthaus.
Catcher Connor Holthaus.
Two up, two down for the Eagles of Eden Valley Watkins. And Matt deals. Holthaus skies it. I think that's going to drift back and out. Kummet will come over to watch it get onto the roof. One strike as that one bangs off the shingles. One strike pitch, a strikeout and a pop up to first for Holthaus so far. That one skips low and away, backhanded by Matt Kummet. 1-1. Matt Taugis. Ground ball towards third, rolling through the grass, foul, and it's a 1-2 count. There again, there'll be about 10 to 12 minutes between ball games here. And then the Pioneers will be the visiting team. Taugis looks, delivers, strike three, ball game. He ends it with a called third strike, and the Pioneers shut out Eden Valley Watkins 5-0. We'll be back, do a quick wrap-up, and get ready for game two.
Hi, I'm Lila Bednar.
And I'm Ellie Casella.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent academic education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity Catholic School is that school. At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in a positive environment rich in faith formation. Small class sizes provide the structure for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, a quick wrap-up, and then we'll come back for game two of this scheduled CMC doubleheader. Piers wins the opener 5-0 behind a complete game for Matt Tauges, who improves to 4-0 on the hill. And I'm not sure if it's a one-hitter or a no-hitter. It's going to depend on how the Pioneers ruled that one. The only hit I gave was an infield hit to the left side that was kind of juggled by Jackson Suska at third. And that was it, as the Pioneers got three runs in the first. They did so on a sacrifice fly by Preston Rushlow and an RBI single by Matt Kummet. As the Pioneers, three runs in the inning. They added another one in the second. And then they got their final run in the fifth, a RBI single by Brandon Dickman. Five runs on nine hits. One Pioneer error this afternoon in game one. They strand seven. Eagles no runs, one iffy hit. And they commit no errors and leave a total of three on base. Winning pitcher, Matt Tauges. The loss goes to Carter Geislinger. We'll see what the pitching matchup here is game two. Is the grounds crew out and working? We'll be back in about 15 minutes for the start of the second game of the doubleheader. Again, Piers takes the opener to go to 7-0. They defeat Eden Valley Watkins 5-0. So check back with us in about 15, which would make it about almost 5 minutes to 6 o'clock for the second game of the doubleheader right here on You Are There Sports.